You're listening to Package Your Genius, a weekly podcast designed to give you clarity around your calling and serve as a catalyst for your career, your business, and your big dreams. I'm your host, Amanda Miller Littlejohn. Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of Package Your Genius. Excited to be back to you today to talk about something that's been on my mind, and that is the importance of finding like minds. So as you may have heard me mention on the podcast or seen me mention on Instagram, I'm at Amanda Littlejohn there, by the way. I have been in the midst of running my brand new personal branding mastermind, Package Your Genius Academy. And the experience has brought so much to me, has taught me so much, both about myself and about what really unifies so many women, particularly around the country and around the world. And that is, what does it take to feel like you are ready to package your genius and to share your voice with the world? But more importantly, something that I noticed in conversations, because we are now just a little bit over the halfway point of the academy, it was originally an 8-week training and we've expanded it to 10. So now we are moving into week 6 of the 10-week program. And the women in the program are really having breakthroughs. We're at the point where the homework, the methodologies, the assignments, everything that they have been learning up to this point, they're starting to see the fruits of that labor. So we're seeing women in the program who are landing media interviews and publishing their ideas and landing national speaking engagements. It's really, really powerful. And about half of the women in the program are physicians. So we have a neonatologist, a pediatrician, a pathologist, and then we have a psychologist, as well as a few other non-medical related students. But one of the things that one of the women in the program mentioned in our online forum was how grateful she was to have a new community of other high achieving women, because in her field or in her circle at home in Texas, you know, she is obviously speaking and winning awards and doing really great work in the hospital and with her patients. But because she does not stop there and she truly strives to be excellent and go above and beyond the call of duty and just what she's required to do within her job by stepping out and speaking and training and creating new additional revenue streams for herself and for her business, many people in her life consider her an overachiever or someone who's quote unquote doing the most or doing too much. And she said it felt really, really good to be surrounded by other women who were also extremely highly accomplished, yet are still striving to do more because they feel like they have more to offer, more to give, and more to share. And just by being in a community where there are other people who shared her work ethic and her ideas about not resting on her laurels and not accepting what other people say as, well, you've reached it, you've hit this bar, being around other women who've also achieved a lot but are still striving was really comforting to her and made her feel less alone. And I think that so many of us find ourselves surrounded just by virtue of the people who we know, whether that be our family members, whether that's our coworkers, or the circle of friends that we have had with us for the last several years, the last decade, or for our whole lives. And as we grow and evolve, those people in our lives may or may not be growing in the same direction. And so when you've hit a certain level of success and yet you still are hungry for more and you keep striving, the people around you may not understand it. Or perhaps you want something more that is in a field that the people in your family or in your immediate friend circle or in your immediate professional circle are not aware of or they don't understand. And so because they can't understand you, it leaves you feeling alone. And so what I want for you to do is to make sure that as you step out and stretch yourself and reach the next frontier that is your next level, make sure that you find a group of like minds, because it's so critical to have people in your corner who can cheer for you, who can validate, you know, why it even makes sense for you to keep climbing or to stretch yourself, just so that you don't feel alone. Because quiet as kept, that is one of the reasons that I see that so many people abandon their goals and their dreams, because they don't have people in their lives who are cheering them on, or who even understand or even care that they do these new things. So if you don't have people in your life who are on the same page with you, who are cheering for you, who understand what you're striving for, find some people to create your own community of like minds. And I've got a couple of ways for you to do that. Number one, if you need a new community of like minds, go ahead and take advantage of technology and look online. You know, I regularly find new people, new thought leaders, new voices, new writers, new podcasters just on Twitter. People using the hashtags that I use, or maybe a hashtag grabs my attention. For instance, Beyonce just dropped a new album, Lemonade, and some brilliant woman created a hashtag called Lemonade Syllabus. And it's all of these fabulous women who are sharing recommended reading for those to supplement the Lemonade album. So all of these books and articles and films and plays written by Black women about the Black female experience. And so when I saw that list, I saw so many people that I want to follow, in addition to finding a ton of great new book recommendations. But, you know, I'm interested in that sort of thing. So finding that hashtag and seeing the people on that list, those are like minds. Those are people that I may indeed reach out to begin to cultivate some sort of relationship. So start with technology. You know, we didn't have technology in this way 15 years ago. I mean, we've come so far, even 10 years ago, we've come so far, and our access to one another is truly unprecedented. So, you know, there's really no excuse for you, even if you live in the middle of Kansas and no one in your town understands the things that you're interested in. You have the internet and you can find other people who are like minds, which leads me to my next point. Once you find people, especially if they're not in your town or in your immediate geographic area, start attending events, going to conferences where you can meet the people who are passionate about the things that you're passionate about, people who are on the path that you're on. You know, I'm looking for some great events for podcasters because I am passionate about podcasting now, and it's something that I wasn't doing a year ago. And so the people in my professional circle who are not podcasting as well don't understand my podcasting journey. And I've actually developed a new friendship solely based on the fact that I'm podcasting. And so having that accountability partner and someone who's I know is listening to my shows and is going to notice when I don't publish one is really, really helpful for me. But back to my point of attend conferences where you can meet people in other places who have your interests. Don't feel like you're trapped in your geographic area or that you're all alone just because no one at your school or in your city or in your town is interested in what you're interested in. Use the internet to find those communities and then attend the events that are being organized by the leaders of those communities. Number three, go ahead and join groups like Packager Genius Academy. You know, obviously I'm leading that program and enrollment is closed for now. It will be reopening in a few months. So make sure you go to packagergeniusacademy.com to sign up for those updates. But when you identify a mentor or a leader who is influential and has his or her own following, pay attention to the programming that they're putting out there, because the women in my program, they are bonding because obviously, they are learning important things and they're cheering each other on during this journey. But initially, they were all attracted to me. So at the very least, they have that in common. So if you can find someone who's leading a community and you really agree with their philosophies, you like how they teach, you like their style, you like their personality, you like their approach to instruction and, you know, education or influencing, sign up for something that they're doing, because chances are the same way you are attracted to them, there will be other people who were attracted to that dynamic leader for similar reasons, and they probably have similar goals as you. So sign up for a program, take an e-course, take an online course, join a mastermind. Masterminds have been very, very powerful for me in my journey. And I think they are just a very, very great way to get to know other people who are doing what you want to do. And fourth and lastly, if you've done all of those things and you are still feeling like you haven't found the community of like minds that really scratches your itch, your unique itch, then maybe it's time for you to create your own. Why not develop your own circle, your own event, your own Twitter chat, Twitter hashtag, where you can begin to attract followers and voices and start to create a group of ambassadors, a group of followers who are all interested in the same thing. And then perhaps that Twitter chat or online experience would grow into its own event experience that people from around the country and around the world could come to meet in person in real life. So you don't have to wait for anything really to host your own experience. If you are looking for something that does not exist and you've looked around and you're sure that it does not exist in the format that you would like it to exist in, feel free to create it yourself. You have my permission. Thanks so much for listening to another episode of Package Your Genius. I'm excited to announce we are now on Stitcher. So in addition to iTunes and SoundCloud, if you have an Android device, please download the Stitcher app so that you can subscribe to Package Your Genius there and keep up with these upcoming episodes and download all of our previous episodes. Also, find us on iTunes and subscribe as well as SoundCloud and leave us a comment, rating, and a review. That really helps us to get the information about the podcast out into the world, into the hands and ears of more listeners everywhere. So truly, truly appreciate all of you who have subscribed and rated the show. And if you haven't, please feel free to do so. Can't wait to see you next week. Thanks so much for listening.